Happy Saturday, guys. It may be a little bit loud or strange noise in the background. It's because I am driving and it's raining. I'll be driving for the next 2 hours. I am on my way to Birmingham this Saturday. So I just decided that this is a good time to do a podcast because I have plenty of time in my hands. Thank you very much for everyone for all the feedback about the last podcast that I talked about emotions. There's so much I want to share, genuinely. And it's so hard. Sometimes you have so much in your mind you want to say, and then you get mixed up with all the feelings and with all the things that you want to say. But there is a subject that probably going to develop into many. It's a subject that I read the other day, and then I thought that was very interesting, which was about the training your mind. You know, the secret for everything in our lives is actually train our mind. We have this evil side of our mind and this good side of our mind. And the good and the bad is all related to emotions again, you know. But it's so crazy to think. Like, if you think of something that you enjoy doing, something that you really love doing, think about that. Let's say someone loves, really, really love golf. Or someone that really, really love writing. So, if you pick those two things, and then if you think of going to work, be very tired, and regardless of how tired you are, if you really, really love, if someone invites you to go and do golf, even though you're very tired, because you really love that, you will say yes, and then you will go to do golf. You go to play golf. And if you are a writer and then you are super tired, you know, but there's something that you want to write, regardless of how you feel, you will go and do it. So we are controlling our pain, controlling our pain of being tired. Let's put that way. We are controlling how we feel in regards to tiredness, because there is a stronger power that will take us to do something even though we don't feel quite right. And this is what changes everything in our lives, in every possible aspect of it, because we take control. So you guys know that I do go to the gym and then I lift a lot of weights. Yeah, I am a fitness girl, and then I do train clients, I push them hard in the gym. So because I really love the gym, when I am tired, I go. But the most important thing, when I am lifting a weight, I am going through a lot of pain because I'm trying to change my body. So, with strength training. So, I'm going through that pain. But if I tell my mind, this is too hard, or if I tell my mind I don't want to do it, somehow that weight becomes 100 times heavier and your body can't do it. Your brain doesn't want to do it. Your body can't do it. Your negative behavior changes everything. So if I think I am doing this, I am lifting this weight, or I am going to do this specific task because I am thinking about the end result, or because I really, really love it. It doesn't matter how much it hurts. You're just gonna push it through that pain, that discomfort, that tiredness, and you get it done. It's always like that. So if you are on a diet, you are hungry, you are in pain, you are fatigued, you are tired. If you tell yourself that you are tired, that you can't do it, that you can't be asked to do it, that it's too much, your whole body, your hormones, your mentality, your negativity change you and not let you do that specific thing. But if you tell yourself, I need to do it, I will do it because I am going to achieve this. So why will you do it? Because of this, because of that. And that is what makes you win. That challenge, that task, you know, that overcome, that pain, that agony, you know, that discomfort, that hunger, is all in our minds. So we can train our mind to be great, or we can train our mind to be horrible. And it's that mindset that's gonna transform our body, our goals, our life, how we work, how we pursue our dreams. It's all to do with that mindset. If you really, really want to do something, you're going to do it. But think again. So, you really, really, really want to change your job. Yeah? But you have trained your body, your mind, to stay in the comfort zone. Because it's easier. It's easier to just come home from work, lie down on the fucking sofa, watch TV, eat some shit, and not actually look for a new job. Work on your CV. You know, make phone calls. Put yourself out there. Knock the doors. Speak to friends. Ask for someone's help to change the current job to something that you really, really want. Because we and you, well, I am no longer there, but you got what I mean. You are training your body to stay in the comfort zone. Once you train your brain to say, I want, I need, I will. When you get home from work, it doesn't matter how tired you are. It doesn't matter how painful it is to go through a stupid CV and how much time it will take for you to find a job, for you to work on your CV, for you to speak to people, whatever. You just don't give a damn. You just get it done because you are training your body to be positive, to be strong, to have that willpower. And that's what is required for everything. If we talk about diet, it's the same. You know, isn't it so easy to just eat shit? Isn't it so easy to just complain? Isn't it so easy to just, oh, I'll do a Monday. Oh, I'll go to the gym next week. And that next week, next Monday, next month, next year, never come. And then you remain this miserable person, not doing anything to achieve anything in your life. All you need to do is to have the good mentality and the bad mentality and make a decision. Which one do you want to take control? Because whatever you want, you can have as long as you control your mind, the good mind, and just ask the bad side of that mentality to shut the fuck up when it tells you that you're tired. When he tells you that it's hard, when he tells you they're gonna take too long, when he tells you, you know, it's too risky. tell that side that keep fucking talking to you to shut the fuck up, because you can do better, you will do better, you want more, you want to be more, you want a better job, you want a better body, you want to have a lot of money in the bank, you want to go on holidays, and to do all those things, you have to make sure that the good side of that mind works hard, consistently. If you stop for a day, it's fine. As long as you know that you are going to go back to it. But if you just stop because you are quitting, oh man, you are coming to this world to pretty much waste everything. So scientists have, I can't remember when there was this article, that scientists said that there is one in 3 billion, one in 3 billion chances that you were born to the amount of sperm to choose you out of those, and you are here out of that one in bloody millions, you are here in this world. If you just think, what if you have this entire world to explore because you're such a lucky person, you're just wasting your life doing nothing to be, do what you want, because you're scared to take risks, because you keep blaming my family, my friend, my ex, you know, because life is shit, because the government doesn't help, because whatever, you know, you want to keep finding excuses instead of looking for solutions. You are, I am, we are all so bloody lucky to be this in this universe right now alive. And instead of making the best of it, working so hard that you have so much money to travel the world, explore new culture, build a business that will be so powerful and strong, help other people, you know, stop many countries to suffer with starvation, lack of water, lack of food. Do all the things that you actually want to do, but no, you just complain. You just make people feel sorry for you. You just keep blaming whatever the situation, the people. It's your mind. It's in your mind. It's you against you. Don't you hear this all the time? If not, maybe you are hearing from me for the first time. But we hear this all the bloody time. It's just you against you. All you need to do is just get that side that is so bad and annoying to shut the fuck up. When you are training hard, when your brain's telling you, oh, this, I'm so tired, oh my God, this is so hard, oh my God, this burning so much, oh, I'm shaking, I can't do it. Bullshit. You can. The top athletes in the world, they say, when I am running my marathon, or when I am playing football, or when I am doing this competition and then I want to win, I feel like my whole body is numb because I have gone through that pain, and now I am totally fine ignoring whatever it says. And that's how it's win. Your brain, there is this fucking side that's gonna tell you to stop, to slow down, to quit. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. Listen, I've gone through a lot of tough times in my life. But I genuinely think the most remarkable one, it was when I went to Romania. I went to Romania to do a fitness course. It was 1 week of hardcore exercises. I had to wear these boots, jumping boots. And those jumping boots killed my feet. Oh my God, if I tell you that, like, towards the sixth day, after 6 days putting my feet inside those boots and jumping for hours and hours and hours every day, and I knew my final exam would be on the day 7, just before I was going to travel back to UK. So towards the day 6, my feet were swollen. I couldn't walk. I had a good 5 pair of socks on each foot. And then I was in agony. I was in so much pain. And then my mind telling me, you can't do this. It hurts so much. There's no way you can put this, can put your feet inside those boots. So fine, you put your feet inside those boots, and then what? You can't fucking jump on them. Not even one jump. How the heck are you gonna carry on doing for the next 5, 6, 7 hours today? So in the beginning of the day 6, my brain starts to say, you can't do it, you can't do it. So in the end of the day 6, when I was going to do the 6th day test, my brain says, just stop, you can't do this. And then I sat on the floor, and then I was thinking, oh my God. And then I keep telling everyone, oh my God, this hurts so much, I can't do this. And everyone like, oh, poor Rafa. And then this thing came from within me. And then I said, I've not come all the way to this country to go back home without my certificate. I didn't come all this fucking way to go through this pain, to pay this price, to go back home empty-handed. And at that moment, I put my feet inside those fucking boots. And then I jumped. And then I jumped on them. And I ignored every single pain that I felt for the next 5 hours. It was my good brain fighting my bad brain side. The positive side punching the bad side. And that's what it took. But then I had one more day to go. My body weight was in pieces. You know? Towards the day 7, my feet were so swollen, it could not even get in the fucking pair of boots. So fine, Rafa, take the heat. Few more hours, you're gonna be flying home.
In half a mile, keep right at the fork to stay on M1.
Sorry, bloody thing. So I had my final exam. And then I said, just few more hours, you're gonna get in that plane. Just fucking hold it.
Keep right at the fork to stay on M1.
Then I went to my final test. We went jumping here, jumping there, and then, oh, and then guess what? I jumped, and when I landed on the floor, I fell off. Because my knees and my muscles and everything in my body could not take it anymore. I remember lying down on the floor, and then I remember, shit, what just happened? And then I felt this horrific pain in my knee. It was awful. And I am a physiotherapist. At that moment, I knew. At that specific moment, I knew that I've destroyed the ligament on my knee. So everyone came and there was a good 30 people around me. And the instructor that was leading the exam, the final exam, she said, "Look, just stay there." And then I said, "No, just help me get back up." I go back up because I wasn't going to fucking fail. I wasn't going to let myself down. And then I got up and then I was jumping for the next hour. Until I heard, "You've passed." Until I heard that, I did not stop fucking jumping. Did I feel my knee to the point that I would feel sorry for myself? No, because I had this strong willpower of the things that I wanted to achieve. Because I fucking punched the negative side of my mind so hard that it just shut the fuck up. After that the exam, when it finished and then I was going to the airport, that's when reality kicked in. I was at the airport in a wheelchair. I was taken to the airplane in a wheelchair. My knee was getting bigger and bigger and bigger because my ligament was destroyed. But I won it. I won that challenge. I got back home qualified. And that's what it takes. It takes a lot of courage, you know? It takes a really strong mentality. It takes a lot of pain going through your body, a lot of blood going through your veins, because there's every single piece within you is hurt. Top athletes in this universe, the winners, the billionaires, all of us, we have gone through failure, a lot of failure, a lot of horrific injuries.
In 2 miles at junction 19, use the left 3 lanes to take the M6 exit to Coventry, Birmingham.
We've taken so much pain, but again, we get up and we do it. So I need to say more things, but this is stupid sound. I'm gonna say something else very shortly. Well, you just forgive me. So I remember going back home with this knee and then going straight to hospital, where it was confirmed that I had an ACL rupture. But again, I had that lioness in me. I had that fire in me. 2 days after I got back to UK, I was in crutches, I was in the gym. I had a purpose. I wasn't going to stay wearing those crutches for much longer. I was going to rehab myself. And the UK system sometimes is too slow. NHS, if anyone lives in UK, we will understand this. So surgery was booked. However, it was going to take me 3 months. I said, I am not waiting 3 months. I need to go back.
In a quarter of a mile at junction 19, use the left 3 lanes to take the M6 exit to Coventry, Birmingham.
Sorry about that again. So I believe after...
Use the left 3 lanes, 2 exits at junction 19.
Oh, shut up. After... So I was going to the gym after day 2 in my crutches, training up a body. I had a lot of straps in my knee. I was doing physio in the bath at home. I was doing whatever I could to keep my leg raised when I was home. I can remember, on the second month, I was squatting again. And then my surgery, I canceled it. I canceled it because I found a solution for my problem. Because I didn't feel sorry for myself. Because I did something about it. And guys, genuinely, really, I want to keep this podcast to half an hour. I don't want to be longer than half an hour. So all I want to say, really, really think about what you're doing to your life right now. Do you have everything you want in your life right now? Because if you don't, genuinely, get yourself into work. Put your brain to work. Train it. Train it to be just a win-win-win. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop, you know, training the bad side to be stronger. Train the good side to be always positive and hungry about achieving and succeeding and going through pain and hard work. Train that side. Train it daily. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. You can do it. You will do it. And that's the end of the story. That's what you need to have in your mind. That's what you need to think and do it. Woo! She talks, doesn't she? Yeah. Life is tough, you know. Life is tough in every aspect of our lives. With families, with friends, with partners, with job, with illnesses. But you have to find that hero within you, because it's there. It's just waiting for you to take action. All of us have that within us. Find it. Dig deep. Find it. Every time you fail, you get back up. Bring that hero back. Every time you think about quitting, think about the hero that you have in you. Every time you're in pain, think about the hero that is in you. Stay blessed this Saturday. Stay blessed this Saturday. I'm sending you my love to all my followers on Instagram. 160,000 followers there. And my love to my set of 700,000 followers that I have on Snapchat. I hope you guys are going to make a good use of this podcast. And then I will look forward to the next podcast very soon. Mwah! All my love. Bye-bye.